I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts.
Oh, God, you got me at mid-yawn. Good morning.
You just yawned.
I know.
That's so cute.
I had this sort of cold weather insomnia thing going on, so I'm not I'm not sleeping very well.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is it really cold inside your house?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way.
How many dogs do you have?
That's the way my partner likes it. They sleep in the same room with us just to keep it nice and toasty. But
yeah, I was going to say, they call it a three-dog night because that's how cold it is, and you need three dogs surrounding you, and probably not dachshunds.
No. No.
Well, dachshunds are good, too.
Three big dogs who seem to be a lot warmer than I am.
So, what's going on? It's the week before Christmas. Well, it's almost the week before Christmas.
Twas almost the week before Christmas, and all through the Santa Fe Baking Company. All kinds of stuff is going on. There's some great music to listen to this week. There's holiday concerts galore, of course. But there's also, what is there? Oh, this is one of my favorites, Brown Chicken, Brown Cow. There's a joke about it. If you say brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, they are a sort of a four-piece sort of a bluegrass ensemble, but they're a little different than just your regular four-piece. And they are playing tonight, actually. It's a Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill out there on Fireplace Road by the Santa Fe Brewing Company at 7:30. Doors are open at 6, and you can get tickets through the Santa Fe Soul website, which is SOL. Of SantaFe.com. What else is happening? Oh, this is great. This whole series of events helps the Santa Fe Children's Museum. It's the Kids at Heart fundraiser series.
Nice.
Which starts Tuesday, December 2nd at El Farol. There's going to be a dinner and a silent auction, and Sister Mary and the Canyon Road Blues Jam is going on. And then at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 21st, there's another dinner and a silent auction at El Farol. And Sky Redhawk and Ken Estrada are going to take the stage. And ticket information is available on the Santa Fe Children's Museum website. And all proceeds from this benefit the museum's educational programs, which I think is fantastic.
That's great.
And you can go to SantaFeChildrensMuseum.org for details, and you can call El Farol for reservations. So that's good.
To honor the work of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, Southwest Seminars presents a lecture by Dr. Ian Miller, paleontologist from the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, on Monday, December 19th. And the lecture is titled Snow Mastodon from the Paleocene Found in Aspen, Colorado. It's at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe. Let's see, refreshments and relatively minor admission charge. And Snow Mastodon.
Snow Mastodon.
Snow Mastodon, found in Aspen, just saying.
That sounds like a heavy metal band.
Snow Mastodon.
You know what I just watched the other night? This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, isn't that a great
movie?
That
movie stands the test of time.
It is. It's not. I guess it's kind of a holiday movie, right?
Not so much.
You know, the Celtic part, the Stonehenge, and it's like two inches tall.
It's
got kind of a Celtic theme to it, parts of it anyway. Have you heard about the second annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market?
Yes, we just talked to James McGrath Morris about it.
That's right.
Yes.
Mr. James McGrath Morris, who is a contributor to Pasa Tiempo often, is in charge of this event. I believe last year was the first year, and since we went over it.
Yes,
we went
last
over
year
it
was. Just so people, if they didn't hear the segment yesterday, the Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market is a place where you can go into Vargas Mall this weekend and only this weekend. You buy a gift for somebody, but it's not something that you give to them, but rather it is, give some examples.
Let's see. You can buy dental visits for children from Santa Fe through La Familia Medical Center. You can buy books for Santa Fe's public libraries. You can purchase a wheelchair for someone in Haiti, Peru, or Namibia. You can buy 4 days of social services and food for a U.S. veteran who's living in transitional housing. And I think
instead of buying more junk for people who already have way too much junk, you buy something that's incredibly needed.
Yes,
and then a card goes to your friend or relative.
It's an altruistic gift, and it's tax deductible. You can buy a one-time or a sustainable gift. And the hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 17th, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, December 18th, over there at DeVargas Center, corner of Paseo de Peralta and Guadalupe.
Right.
North Guadalupe.
Right.
Yeah.
And this Saturday on Camp Lovewave, that's tomorrow morning, tune into part two of Taryn Lovewave's interview with Governor Jesse Ventura.
Oh, yep. Brother.
It's good stuff. And also, can't escape the Cat of the Week. Felines and Friends is a local cat rescue organization, and this week's featured kitty is Salomon, who's a real lover boy when petted and brushed. He's an easygoing cat and would be happiest in a quiet home with no small children or energetic dogs. He's a handsome Persian mix with a long black coat and large, soulful eyes. You can also visit Petco in Santa Fe. Adoption Advisors, let's see, Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4, and Teca 2 in San Busco, the first Saturday of every month from 10 to 2. And you can also go to, okay, this is their website. It's not Felines and Friends New Mexico. It's fandfnm.org.
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 You know what always gets me in the mood for Christmas is the Madrid Christmas Open House.
Madrid.
I know. I still call it Madrid. If I lived there, I'd call it Madrid, but I don't live there, so I don't care.
All right.
But anyway, Madrid Christmas Open House has been happening for decades. And they have a tree lighting, and they have Santa, and they have stagecoach rides, and there's always lights up. And
the lights in Madrid at Christmas are second only to Las Vegas.
They're magical. There's some sort of a weird, like, and I'm not sure if it's a folktale, if there's some truth to it, that Walt Disney actually paid a visit to Madrid and was inspired by the lights there.
That's a folktale.
That's a folktale? All right. But it's a cool one.
I'm thinking, yeah.
You know. Well, they did film Wild Hogs there, which I believe was a Disney film, wasn't it? Do you remember Wild Hogs?
I'm going to go look up Walt Disney's dates right now.
Walt Disney's dates?
Yeah.
I'm sure he dated a lot. what else do we have going on? Some openings tonight. Center for Contemporary Arts, Spectre Rips Project Space is hosting works by the artist by Malwolf, the Arts Collective. So there's going to be all kinds
Walt
of work
Disney
there.
Walt Disney died in 1966.
Yes.
Madrid was a ghost town until 1970.
Town of Lights first earned its reputation as a cheery holiday stop back in the 1920s when the depressed and dismal-looking coal
smudge line. Oh, okay. I thought you meant the contemporary incarnation of Madrid, which was... But don't you remember the whole town was for sale?
Yeah.
And somebody, like, bought pieces of... Some people banded together and bought it?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's always been sort of... I mean, it was a mining town, and then it was... And now it's just sort of a... It's an artist hub.
Okay, the 20s, I have no comment on that.
No comment on the 20s.
Go ahead.
Okay, but it's the 29th annual Madrid Christmas Open House. If you go to visitmadridnm.com, you can find out more events. And this basically runs on the weekends through Sunday, December 25th, so you have some time to get out there. And the weather's looking good for at least this weekend.
Is it?
Well, today.
What do you mean by good? It was 18 degrees when I woke up.
Well, there's cold and then there's... impassable roads. There's, you know.
Ah, good point.
A difference.
Heart Cello in the Chapel. Cellist Nelson Denman with musical friends Consuelo Luz and Joaquin Gallegos and special guest Larry Littlebird and possibly some other special guests as well will be here in Santa Fe at the Loreto Chapel on Monday, December 19th from 7 to 9 in the evening. There's no tickets. There's a donation at the door. For more information, 989-4004, and that should be a wonderful event.
Yes. As will be the Radius Books holiday sale, which continues today. The sale goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over there on East Palace Avenue. It's like we've discussed before, a very interesting building. But photographer Gabe Block is going to be there taking Polaroids during the sale for
they
a price.
They still have Polaroids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there's a story. I interviewed Gabe Block last week about her new monograph, her huge, gigantic, heavy, beautiful, gorgeous monograph created by Santa Fe's Radius Books, and she's going to be over there taking Polaroids. I'm sure that there will be a chance to speak to her and spread some holiday cheer. Books, especially photo books, I think, which is sort of, as far as I'm concerned, the last bastion of books, are great holiday gifts, and Radius is a great place to get them because they're local.
I just got an email from Collected Works Bookstore saying, yes, you can buy e-books from Collected Works Bookstore. You visit their website, and which you can just go to you know, put in a search engine, Collected Works Bookstore, and then you click on the Google eBooks icon on the right-hand side, and you can get instructions on how to buy your eBooks. And this has been one of the great questions about how independent bookstores are going to stay in business in the face of the fact that everybody seems to be buying iPads and Kindles and all those other things. And now you can get eBooks at Collected Works. Basically, the price is the same. There are apps for it, and you can just shop on their site, and you can basically shop local and get your eBooks.
Yeah.
I think this is very big news.
It is big news. I'm glad that Collected Works is doing that.
Yeah. They're smart.
Yeah. But if you're like me and you prefer, I mean, I read some books online, but I really prefer to hold a book in my hand and then be able to pass it off to somebody else.
I like the passing it off to somebody else. There's also this thing which may be going away. You know how when you go over to somebody's house who you're just getting to know, you can tell a lot about them by their bookshelf?
Uh-huh.
If everything's on a little device, that piece of clue goes away.
I know. You have to wait for them to go to the bathroom, and then you have to sneak, and then you have to find their password, and it's a lot of work.
It's much harder.
Trust me, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, especially finding their password.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. The ice menorah lighting on the plaza. 8 days of Hanukkah are going to be celebrated. The first night, of course, is December 20th. Lighting of the giant ice menorah beginning at 3 p.m. Tuesday, December 20th on the Santa Fe Plaza. And each day around sunset through December 28th, they're gonna sort of light one of the arms of this big ice candelabrum. And let's see. This is, of course, the Shabbat Jewish Center of Santa Fe is putting this on. There's also a Hanukkah dinner at the center on the 23rd. And then there's a Hanukkah on the Plaza celebration on the 25th, which is obviously next week. And then, of course, Hanukkah on ice at the Chavez Center, Community Center, on Tuesday, December 27th. And you can find out information about all that stuff on page 72 of Paso Tiempo today.
Excellent.
So there's some Hanukkah stuff going on. What else? Oh, I've talked about great music. Joe West in the Santa Fe Review Christmas Spectacular. There's a story about this in the Paso Tiempo, and I believe that starts tonight at 8 p.m. over at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, over there in the rail yard. There's a story about it in today's Paso Tiempo. Joe West is awesome, and he's got his Barrel Cactus String Quartet, Felicia Ford, the Snow Angel Choir, cellist Michael Cott, violinist Phoenix Avalon, and a whole bunch of other people. You can get tickets through the thelensictticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. There's another performance, I believe, on Saturday. Yes, and there's two on that day, 3 and 8 p.m. So lots of great music from Joe West, who never fails to surprise and entertain.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Yes.
And I heard the other day that he has a show on KSFR.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet either. But
is it new?
I guess so. Somebody mentioned that to me the other day. Okay, Truscales, the great guitarist at San Miguel Mission with special guests Mina Valle Fajardo, who's a flamenco dancer, and flamenco vocals, cajon, and a couple of other dancers and guitarists, Wednesday, December 21st, 7:30, San Miguel Mission at 401 Old Santa Fe Trail. You can buy tickets advance or at the door. You can go to brownpapertickets.com or call 466-3116. You can also go to santafeperformanceexchange.org, and that should be fabulous.
Have you read this new book, And So It Goes, Kurt Vonnegut, A Life?
No.
There's a signing by the author, Charles J. Shields, and that signing is at 6 p.m. on Monday the 19th, my mom's birthday, at Collected Works Bookstore. Again, at Collected Works Bookstore,
yes.
A real actual book. And the real actual author is going to actually be there, actually signing it. It's a huge tome. I devoured it in about 4 days.
Really?
It's delicious, and there's a story in today's Paso Tiempo.
And what day is that?
This is on December 19th at 6 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore.
Also at Collected Works Bookstore, tomorrow from 9 to 11 in the morning, a special book signing by Patricia Foreman of her book City Chicks with a how-to guide for keeping chickens in an urban environment. And she'll be signing books at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, not at the bookstore. And then also at 9:30 in the morning, the Opera Briefings and Breakfast Series for a discussion on Handel's Rodelinda. That's before the simulcast at the Lensic. And then also on Saturday at 4 o'clock, gosh, what a busy day, which we talked about just a few minutes ago, third annual holiday show of Christmas, reading Christmas stories aloud with Allie McGraw, Bob Martin, Carol McGiffin, and Jonathan Richards. That's a family event. Sunday at 2, not that they aren't all family events, but depends whether your children like opera. Sunday, December 18th at 2 o'clock, author Sergio Troncoso is presenting his two latest books. From This Wicked Patch of Dust is a novel about Mexican-American family that struggles to stay together. And Crossing Borders, Personal Essays is a collection on the author's own beginnings, his impoverished beginnings, his experiences at Harvard and Yale, his stories of marriage and fatherhood. Monday, you've already talked about, and then Thursday of next week, holiday book signing with local authors, a whole list of local authors. So check that out on Thursday. Didn't say what time, but you can look at their website while you're buying your e-books.
While you're buying your e-books, exactly. The Bauman Marionettes are on Sunday.
Oh, cool.
The tradition continues. The family-friendly event. There's two short skits with the marionettes, and there's an art-making project. There's a Q&A session with the marionettes, and there's a Find Freckles Gallery treasure hunt. And that's 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and there's no charge for that. And that is at the New Mexico Museum of Art over there on West Palace Avenue. And there's a story about this in today's Paso Tiempo. On that note, the Young Native Artist Show and Sale, Saturday and Sunday, work by the children and grandchildren of the Palace of the Governor's Portal Artists. And that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Meme Community Room at the New Mexico History Museum. And again on Sunday.
Like the artists of the Portal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's their children and grandchildren.
Cool.
So it's their work, and that sale continues at the Meme Community Room at the History Museum from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And there's no charge to get into that, which is cool.
Excellent.
What else? Busy McCarroll's having a birthday, and she's having what she calls Sagittarians Unite on on Saturday.
Yeah, they all have so much in common.
At 8 p.m., she and her Ambassadors of Pleasure and the Santa Fe Supernovas are going to be performing over at their Vanessa at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And there's a small cover, but happy birthday, Busy McCarroll. Anyway.
And tonight at Gig, Roger Landes and Douglas Goodhart, that's at 7:30 in the evening, an eclectic duo playing Irish, French, French-Canadian, American old-time, Cajun, and some Balkan music.
Wow.
And then tomorrow, from 11 to 3, a mandolin workshop with Sharon Gilchrist, that's also at Gig. And then Saturday, Bruce Dunlap at 7:30 in the evening at Gig. And then Thursday, boy, there's a lot going on there. Thursday, December, I keep thinking I'm at the bottom of the email. Thursday, December 22nd, Eileen Meyer is doing a solo concert at 7:30. And she is a singer, and she sings a musical story of the dance between human consciousness and the cosmos. Just saying.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Speaking of cute little animals, I mean, kittens aren't the only ones around here, but there's a lot of older animals, too, that need to be celebrated. And Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having its Christmas open house. The Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is basically the hospice for senior animals. And on Saturday the 17th from 3 to 8 p.m. out there on New Mexico 14, it's about 20 minutes south of Santa Fe, they're having their annual sort of holiday get-together. And
have I mentioned they're incredibly wonderful?
Yes, they're incredibly wonderful. And they do very good work. And you get to hang out and, you know, meet the animals and meet the staff. And
I love those animals.
And learn more about what they do there, too. I heard you talking to Mr. What was his name? Kevin Clash?
Kevin Clash, yeah.
Kevin
well,
Clash.
We talked about the movie with the director. Couldn't get Kevin, who is the creator of the Elmo character,
yes,
of the Muppets. Mm-hmm. I love him. I mean, this documentary, I mean, I don't know him personally, but the documentary just made you fall in love with this whole person and his life and
what
he did.
Yeah, talk about a guy with a dream and following through on it.
Yeah, just a like a calling, you know, a gift.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's great. There's a great review by Bob Kerr in today's Paso Tiempo. He gave it 3.5 chilies, which ain't bad.
That's a lot of chilies.
Yeah.
Wayne Lee, who recently joined us over at Pasa Tiempo, wrote a great review of Jane's Journey, just a documentary about the chimps, Jane Goodall.
Did we actually say that the movie was called Being Elmo and it's at the CCA?
I think we forgot that part.
Okay.
I think it opens today.
Yeah.
At the CCA.
Yep.
So go to ccasantafe.org and you can find out the times there under the Cinematheque site. And then, what's opening? Oh, the Jane Goodall documentary is opening at the Screen today. And four chilies. So we've got a 3.5 and a 4 chili in the Pasa Tiempo today.
I love Jane Goodall, too.
Yeah. She's marvelous.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Love her. What else is going on? We've got talked about the young Native artists. We talked about Charge. See, the Santa Fe Concert Band's annual holiday concert is on Monday the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Lenzic. And there's no charge for this. This will get you in the mood for the holidays.
Yeah, in case you're not already.
Yeah. Well, it's taken me a while. You know, I put the tree up and I just didn't, it was, whatever. You know.
All right.
It just wasn't the same, you know. I think as you get older, it doesn't feel the same.
It's not as magical as it used to be.
No.
Little ones around.
You do need to have little ones around. Dogs don't count.
They do not count.
No. Unless they're little puppies.
Yeah, but they don't know Christmas from any other day. They really, truly don't. They're not religious.
Dogs are atheists?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I think they are. That's why you can never get them to participate in your abstinence programs.
Oh, dear. Oh, the Desert Corral on Tuesday. Here's some more stuff to get you in the mood. Carols and Lullabies, 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. That is at, 7:30 p.m. Tuesday the 20th. Over there at the Cathedral Basilica. And tickets are available, of course, at the Lenzic. And that'll get you in the mood for the holidays if nothing else does. There's just a lot of music. There's the Nutcracker Swing on Thursday the 22nd. There's more than one performance of this, so don't get me wrong. But Bobby Shue and the Tribute Trio perform Ellington and Strayhorn's Nutcracker Suite for Jazz Band, 7 p.m. on Thursday at the St. Francis Auditorium. And you can find out more times and tickets and stuff like that by going to the Lenzic, 988-1234.
And every year I go to the Lenzic on Christmas Eve.
To hear carols
and
whatnot?
And this year is no exception. No, the Santa Fe Con, basically symphony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's usually packed, right?
It's packed.
It's usually packed.
Yep.
I don't think I've been to that in quite some time.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's sort of become our little tradition. We go every year and we sit in the balcony.
Well, it's good to have traditions like that.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we come home and eat.
I would probably eat in town just because I don't live in town.
Yeah.
And I would make a night of it because, you know, you got to squeeze as much as you can out of a night in town if you don't live in it.
Well, yeah, the squeezing is good, but my dear mother loves to prepare a whole buffet and make nice food and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
nice.
We have all these Christmas tablecloths that we've been using since probably I was about 1 year old or before. So, you know.
Tradition. I actually weaseled out of hosting Christmas Eve and Christmas Day this year at the house. My partner's sister is going to do it, so we're going to go over and mess up all her dishes.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I don't know, we're doing a show next week.
The operative word being mess?
Mess, yeah. Well, I'll clean up if I'm not too, you know, full. We've got a Christmas show next week with Robert Knott is going to be joining us.
Robert Knott will be joining us and no doubt singing Christmas carols.
I'm glad somebody's going to do it because I just, you know, I get these invitations to go caroling and I'm just not a confident caroler.
Yeah.
You know,
some jobs are best left to Robert Knott.
Yeah. Or Dean Martin, but in his absence, we have Robert Knott.
Yeah, and he's been absent, I think, for some time.
Dean Martin or Robert Knott?
Dean Martin,
yeah. But we'll have fun. Well, it's a whole hour. It's going to be a Baba Palooza.
Yeah, it's a Baba Palooza from 8:05 or 8:07 a.m.
Yeah.
Until 9.
With a Mary Charlotte cherry on top. It's going to be awesome.
and Rob DeWalt sauce.
Moving on.
Yes.
Oh, I want to say very briefly, talk about the Media Hive, which is this great thing that's been developed by Jason Goodyear, who's a sort of music producer and a sound architect and whatnot. And he's got this great thing going on, I believe, the third Saturday of every month. And this Saturday is the first one. It's called Media Hive, which is basically gets people together to workshop an idea, generally a creative one. And the workshop is always followed by a performance. And this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Complex's New Digs on 2nd Street, he has invited Brian Mayhall from the trio D Numbers to come in and discuss his process for creating music and performing music. And then Brian's going to perform for everyone. And I wrote about it today in my Soundwaves column. And this idea is I think it's very loose intentionally right now until they figure out what it's going to be. They're going to let it define itself as time goes on. You can find out more information by calling 577-8036. And there's a little bit of info on the Santa Fe Complex website.
Excellent. Yeah. Santa Fe Complex is what we haven't, I don't know if I haven't gotten their emails lately or what, but we haven't announced them lately, so I'm glad you did. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Thanks so much to Marilyn LeBlanc. Thanks so much to everybody who donated during our fun drive yesterday. It was terrific. And hey, Rob DeWalt, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah. We'll see you next week. Ciao.